Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Chances are, if you're an adult, you shave. If you're a man, you shave your face. If you're a woman, you probably shave your legs and your arms or you know, other body parts. But yeah, it's a fact of life. And over the years, these you know, razor blades have things have evolved quite a bit. I remember when I was growing up, of course they had electric razors as well, but the safety razors were pretty common. And then you get the big disposable, with twin blades, and then now they're up to like four or five blades. I remember there was a Saturday Night Live skit years ago where it was like 10 blades. And, you wonder just, how much those things are, how effective those things are. Certainly with more blades and everything, it's more costly, and there's more, there's gadgets and stuff. You've got the plastic that it surrounds it and everything. What I was finding was that personally, I only have to shave a couple times a week because my facial hair does not grow that fast. And so, for me, it's like, okay, well, I just need something that works, and, disposables are not great for the environment and that kind of thing. And, and again, these multi-blade things, it seems like that they purposely engineer them in such a way that they don't last as, the stuff around it actually breaks more before the blades. The blades will last forever almost because they're also become a little bit with the twin blades and the three and four and five blades. It actually, the biggest problem is actually cleaning, right? It's actually getting the hair out of the, off the blade or off the blades or from getting out between the blades so that you can use the razor. Now, of course, all the razors are set up. They almost give you the handle, which is, and then they charge a lot for the blades, and it's a huge scam. It's the whole Gillette model. And that's something that, give away the razor and in charge for the blades kind of thing. That's a big scam, but it's funny. I just, as I'm scrolling through the social media feeds, it's like, oh, now you see all these simple razors that it's basically going back to single blade, I kind of looked at all that and I went, well, maybe it's good to get a safety razor again. You kind of do the economics of it and you just say, okay, well, even with something like Harry's, it's like this stuff, they deliver the stuff and it's not horrible, by any stretch, but it's still okay to get, to get eight heads or whatever. It's still a lot of money. Granted, I'm not spending it very often, but I'm also, I'm finding that those heads actually kind of, again, the plastic actually breaks before the blades start being bad. And so, I will use a blade until, it's like, okay, it won't work anymore, basically. And those things, let's just say they last forever. I can buy for what I pay for, just the replacements, blades for like Harry's or something like that. I can get, I got like a brand new safety razor and like 100 blades, roughly the same cost. And, the blades are, a few bucks for, 100, right? And you know what? They work, they work well, and they don't work, they probably work better. In fact, now I do have to, you do have to hold the razor a little bit differently to get it to go where you want it to go. And so it takes a little bit more work, for those who like, warm, wet shaves, you can spend your money in other places. Now me, I'm strange in that, I don't really like any of that stuff. And so I just shave, without anything putting on the face. Every once in a while, I'll put some shaving cream on or something, but it's not something I do on a daily basis. Especially with traveling, it's like, I don't really want to carry around all that stuff. And so I've just gotten in the habit of being able to just like scrape the hair off my face with whatever razor blade I have. And that works pretty well. I probably have less irritation doing that than when I was trying to do either an electric razor, or when I was regularly using shave cream or whatever. It's for my face. It's actually less irritating to just put the blade to the face and, you know, maybe with some water. I mean, but it seems to me that we don't need these multi-blade monstrosities to shave the face. And of course the other way is a whole lot more profitable. I'm not going to deny that. And that's probably why, but it seems to me that you're going to get a better result and it's going to be cheaper and you're going to be throwing less away, right? Cause razor blades are, you know, yeah, okay. It's metal, but you're throwing away, you know, compared to what you'd be throwing away with the plastic and everything that doesn't, I think it ends up being better at the end of the day. I'd like to be as economical as possible with some of these things. I save my money for things that matter, and, you know, okay. Yeah. Shaving does matter, but it's a few bucks here and there, but it all adds up at the end of the day. And I think it's I'm back to the safety razor. I never had a safety razor, so this is my first time, and I think that's what I would be, if you want to get a good shave, I think you can certainly do that, and certainly save a little off what you spend on shaving, because there's no reason for that to be that expensive. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.